relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
President, Mr. President, classified material. Next year, Corvette. What were you thinking?
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street. But anyway.
It was in a locked garage.
Yes, as well as my Corvette. As I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously.
A locked garage that we now know he didn't own. It wasn't his home. It was Hunter Biden's. We'll show you the documentation we've already shown you here on America First. What were you thinking? That is the question. Who better to analyze all of this for us than the man who did more than anybody else to destroy the Russian collusion hoax? And now, thanks to Twitter files drop number 14, we know just how badly they were coming after him. Former chairman of the Congressional Intelligence Committee of the House, he is now the CEO of the Trump Media Group, the man responsible for that juggernaut that is Truth Social, Devin Nunes. Happy Friday.
CBS, it's great to be with you here on Friday. Big week. You know, I came into the week thinking, you know, wow, it's first of the year. What could possibly happen? And then all kinds of things happened. Holy hell broke loose.
Yeah, it's been quite a news week. Fridays, we're usually trying to have some fun, but there's just too much important things happening. We had Cash on the show earlier. Now we're going to go deep dive with the man who made it all possible. So let me just get your initial... We'll talk about the Twitter files drops in a moment that mm-hmm. have now completely, utterly vindicated you. But first things first, the hashtag Biden files... Where do we begin? I mean, forget the absurdness. Well, it's in my garage. No, it's not your garage. It's Hunter Biden's garage. Just the mere fact that President Trump's home was raided by armed federal agents. And now every day we find a new carton of top secret SCI documents in some building associated with Hunter Biden or Joe Biden. Your reaction, Devin?
Well, look, this is I was actually doing a Fox Business this morning, Maria Bartiromo's show. And afterwards, I was getting a cup of coffee, ran into someone, and a lady was asking me about it. And then I realized she was asking questions. Well, like, you know, and I think make a lot of sense. Well, you know, can't a president or a vice president have these documents? And then I realized, you know, look, I think it's good to take everybody just back to the beginning. And CBS, you are an expert in this. Because you have worked in the intelligence world in the past. So let's just talk about, let's first set aside that, yes, President of the United States has declassification authority. So the whole Mar-a-Lago fiasco, we'll just come back to that. But let's just talk about classification and of documents, how it works, how one gets a clearance, that sort of thing. You know, there's a whole process. That whether you're in the military or any intelligence agency, you go through a process to get your clearance.
You have to fill out that SF-86, which is such a pain in the backside. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, and they you know, you there's interviews. They interview your family. They interview your family, your neighbors, your friends, anybody you ever worked for. And it's a long process to get a clearance, and rightfully so. Then as something becomes classified, a classified document, something that's put in the report, and that could be almost anything that you know, a president could decide to classify something. You could have you know, any agency. I mean, they could be military maps. It could be all sorts of stuff, right? So, and reports. So, with all that said, that information, once it receives that, once it's deemed classified, and there's different levels of classification, but regardless, that stuff has to stay in a SCIF, Okay. So a lot of people don't know what SCIF is, but the bottom line is it's a lockdown sweat facility that, you know, does not transmit in or out. Very, very safe from any foreigner or anyone else, any bad actor that would try to get that information. So, for example, in the House Intelligence Committee back in the day, our SCIF, everybody knows about it because there wasn't a day that went by that Schiff and the Democrats didn't like to have the press right outside of our SCIF, even though that shouldn't have happened. When I was chairman, in any briefings we had up higher in the Capitol, but basically everybody was allowed down into the basement, right outside the door of the House Intelligence Committee SCIF. So if there's a document that's in the House Intelligence Committee, that's classified, in order to move that document, you have to actually put it into a compartment, into a bag that's locked.
Yeah, a lockable pouch. It has to be in a lockable pouch.
That's correct. And then so if that document had to be transferred over to any other government agency or the Senate or another House committee, it had to go from one SCIF to another. It didn't get to, I couldn't take a document, put it in my Corvette, drive it to my garage, and throw it in a pile. Okay, that's not how it works. Okay, I would have to put it into that lock bag pouch. I could then get in my Corvette. I don't have a Corvette, Seabass, but then I can drive.
I was worried that you had a Corvette and not a Mustang like I do. He has done great damage to the Corvette brand in the last 48 hours. But whatever vehicle you get into, you would have to take it to a site that is government certified for the storage of that classification level.
Bingo. Exactly. So remember at Mar-a-Lago, going back to Mar-a-Lago, Secret Service were there. There were places that were approved to keep those types of documents. My guess is that area had to have been cleared at some point for that type of activity to occur. And of course, President Trump has said, and I think rightfully so, look, I declassified all that stuff. Now, Biden hasn't said that. Biden said that it was locked in his garage by his Corvette. Now, it's quite impossible that a garage could be a SCIF. It's also impossible the Penn Biden Center is also not a SCIF. So there's a whole bunch of questions. So let's just start there. I think that's good for everybody to understand how the process works and how you have to handle documents. So the other question we now have is where do those documents come from? Were they taken out of the White House when Biden was vice president, or were they checked out later, for example, from the archives possibly? We just don't know the answer to those questions, because the Penn Center, for example, what I understand, didn't open up until 2018.
There's at least a minimum. You're going straight to the points I've listed here. I wanted to ask you. There is at least a 12-month interregnum between Biden as vice president leaving the White House and the Penn Center even being established. So where were the documents, Devin?
Well, exactly. And who took the documents? How did they leave wherever they left from? Were they in a locked pouch? But I can tell you for sure, the Penn Center was not a SCIF. And so that's a problem. Big problem. Never was a SCIF.
And what about, I mean, this is a pragmatic question. His attorneys keep finding these documents and declaring them. Has anybody confirmed, Devin, that these attorneys have TSSCI clearance and are allowed to even handle these documents, let alone read them?
Very good point. So that actually, let me tell you a story about that. If you remember back in the day when I was accused, when I went to the White House, when I discovered that there were unmaskings that were occurring, obviously, you know, General Flynn, the President Trump talking to the President of Mexico and the Prime Minister of Canada, clearly there were bad things that were happening. We were conducting an investigation. You may remember I went over to the White House to review some documents that gave me very grave concerns, briefed the president on these. And then immediately the fake news went after me with a bunch of fake news stories. And what did they target me for? They targeted me for that I had mishandled classified documents and classified information. Now, it was preposterous, right? Because if I had some documents, I could take them over to the White House. But when I went to the White House, I looked at them in a skiff, all properly done. And if you remember, I was, and this is to your point on the lawyers, when they corruptly put me under an ethics investigation, right, to try to come after me for just doing my job, I had to find a lawyer who had a clearance just to represent me in this. So you're exactly right. Who handled these documents to and from? But then, look, when those documents were just thrown out there and they're sitting in a closet somewhere.
Let's put this image up. We actually have the image. This is from a campaign video where Biden actually got into his Corvette for about 3 yards. And it's incredible. You can actually see in the back of the video the open garage, lots of boxes. And the question is, do those folders in the garage contain those top secret SCI documents? We've only just begun. It's America First. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you enjoy our one-on-ones with the real newsmakers like Devin, with the real experts, make sure you're subscribed. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, and never, ever miss an episode. We'll be back in a moment.
So first, I recently confirmed that on numerous occasions, the intelligence community incidentally collected information about U.S. citizens involved in the Trump transition. Details about U.S. persons associated with the incoming administration, details with little or no apparent foreign intelligence value, were widely disseminated in intelligence community reporting. Third, I have confirmed that additional names of Trump transition team members were unmasked.
That's the seminal press conference you mentioned, Devin. After you went to the White House, you saw that hundreds and hundreds of people had been illegally unmasked, clearly for political purposes, and that's when you had to be destroyed by the deep state. They came after you. That's why you had to hire a lawyer who actually had a security clearance to act on your behalf, unlike the ones for Joe Biden, who we do not know have the requisite clearances. Let's pivot to just the last 24 hours, the 14th Twitter files drop. Now we know that even Palo Alto, even the pet lapdogs of the left, of the DNC, the flunkies at Twitter, although they never said it publicly, behind closed doors, they said, yeah, that thing they're saying about Devin, that it's a Russian operation and the Nunes memo is a Russian thing. There's no evidence either for that or Russian collusion. I have to ask you now, as the man who runs Truth Social, the opposite of Twitter, that doesn't do political censorship, as a former chairman of the Intelligence Committee, will there be ramifications for what we've learned in the last few weeks thanks to Twitter files?
Well, look, if you remember what that was about, it was hashtag release the memo.
Yeah.
So that started trending across all social media platforms. And so not only leading up to that, but then after we released the memo, and this the Twitter files appear like it was before, the Schiff and the Democrats went out with a fake news story that I was essentially putting this out there at the behest of Russia and that the Russians were amplifying release the memo. Now, we knew at the time from Twitter that that wasn't happening. They told us. We tried to get them to say it publicly. But, it was almost impossible for us to combat that. We did our best because every single day, Schiff would walk outside and the Democrats would walk outside, including in this case, Senator Feinstein. And they would say, we can't tell you what we saw, but it's really bad. There's a lot of Russian bots, and this looks like a Russian operation. We don't know what Devin Nunes is doing. We're not saying he's a Russian agent. We're just saying that it appears like these Russian bots are everywhere, and they're being amplified. Twitter was saying that wasn't true. Now we have the emails. Schiff knew it was a lie at the time. Feinstein knew it was a lie. And they tried to change Twitter's mind. And I think they were successful to some degree, Seabass, and that is that because of their pressure, Twitter never came out and said what they should have said as a good American company would do to say, hey, we're not involved in politics here, but we are not being attacked by Russian bots or a Russian troll farm, the Russian government whatsoever. We have no evidence of that. But instead, Twitter didn't do that. And look, it left a stain, not only on Twitter, but on the American people, to where, you know, even today, I say that more than half of Americans, I think if you did a poll today, would think that Trump and Republicans had something to do with Russia. And it was fake news then, and it's fake news now. Unfortunately, they've just poisoned the minds of millions of Americans.
I'm just curious, and you know, you can take this as rhetorical or naive. Have any of the people, and I'm not talking about Schiff because Schiff has no soul, but have any of the reporters, any of the talking heads and the commentators who slandered you and libeled you, have any of them even behind closed doors in a confidential DM said, sorry, Devin, I was wrong. We made a mistake. Anyone?
No. And in fact, as you know, I'm suing many of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, you would think that they would do that. But, you know, look, there were so many times from throughout 17 and 18. This went all the way. It still goes to this day. I'm not even in Congress anymore. But you still have the same reporters spouting the same BS. And look, the other day I was watching a press conference of my old House colleagues there. Speaker McCarthy was giving a press conference. I saw it on television. And they're surrounded by, and I recognized all the same reporters, or many of the same reporters, who were Russia hoaxers in 2017, and they were still there asking Speaker McCarthy just total nonsense that's clearly coming from operatives within the DNC to aid in narrative building. And that's really what we face today. I mean, I always say this, that look, 95% of the news is fake news working for the DNC.
Yeah.
When it gets funneled through social media, all it is a massive disinformation campaign and propaganda, and it's tough, and like I said, it's created a situation. It's people are now delusional, and we're living in this strange dystopian world to where Mar-a-Lago can get raided, Biden can basically do much worse than that than whatever was at Mar-a-Lago, which I don't think there was anything done wrong there. They can hide it from people. They now can appoint a special counsel who, by the way, is knee-deep in the Russia hoax. And I would just say that anyone who was involved in any of these hoaxes, I just call it all it's just all one big hoax. And all roads lead to Russiagate, which is, I think, Kash Patel likes to say. It's all the same people. Seabass, even the new special counsel that was appointed by Garland to go after Biden is a Russia hoaxer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
Not only that, Robert Hur is a protege of the current director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, and they worked together at the same law firm. You know, this is how intertwined and entangled in the reality of the deep state truly is. We're talking to Devin Nunes. He's the CEO of the Trump Media and Technology Group. If you don't have a Truth Social account, what are you waiting for? I don't even try very hard, and I've got more than 650,000 followers. That's how good it is. No bots, because it's Devin and President Trump. It's real. Please get his book, Countdown to Socialism. Follow him on Truth Social at Devin Nunes. And don't forget, we are on all social media. Guarantee you never miss any part of the show. Name a platform, except for YouTube, because they're a bunch of fascists, and we are there. Subscribe. You can watch us, because we are a televisual feast as well. It's salemnewschannel.com. That's salemnewschannel.com. And for exclusive content, my new Substack, check it out today, sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name, sebastiangorka.substack.com. And who's surprised that out of the dozens of things on our website, the most popular America First item today is this one. And it saddens me, after having worked so closely with the FBI for years and years. It's the new FBI t-shirt we co-designed with Chris Plant. It says FBI, the classic yellow letters on the blue background, but it stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. And the mug that says it all, the FBI, Biden's Gestapo, 80 years from Nazi Germany to the United States. Check out all the America First gear at sebgorkastore.com. That's SEBGORKA store.com. Nothing made in China. Everything made in America. Prove to the world your values and that you are America First. SebGorkaStore.com. SEBGORKA. SebGorkaStore.com. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, my buddy, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to my listeners. The Percal bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now for you, just $39.98 with your listener promo. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. It's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-829-8468, promo code Gorka, or just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and plug in G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com, code Gorka. Thank you, dear friends, for your comments every single day. I get them on social media. You're so very, very kind. Yes, it's Dr. G Mark II, 42 pounds lighter, thanks to the amazing offices of Dr. Ashley Lucas and her superb team at PhD Weight Loss. Katie, my wife, lost 36 pounds. My Salem colleague, Mike Gallagher, lost 50 pounds. Yeah, he had more to lose. Give him full credit, though. If you've been wanting to shed those pounds, if you put on a little too much at Christmas, do what I did. First diet in 20 years to work for me. Call them today, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. It works. Look at those photographs, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. We have a new Congress. We have a new speaker. And I don't know. I think Kevin McCarthy ate his Wheaties, because cut nine is a Kevin McCarthy I don't think we've seen before. Thanks to the 20 in the Freedom Caucus, people following in the footsteps of Devin Nunes. Let's listen to Kevin.
Let me phrase something very direct to you. If you got the briefing I got from the FBI, you wouldn't have Swalwell on any committee. And you're going to tell me other Democrats couldn't fill that slot? He cannot get a security clearance in the private sector. So would you like to give him a government clearance? You asked me questions about Santos. You asked the questions about Swalwell. Not only was he getting a clearance, he was inside an intel committee. He had more information than the majority of all the members. Did you ever raise that issue? No.
Gone out of here, Swalwell, Schiff off the Intelligence Committee, Ilhan Omar out of there, Devin Nunes. Bit of schadenfreude should have happened, Saturday at 2 a.m., shouldn't it, when Kevin was confirmed?
Look, it's exactly like he called it. Just in the last segment, you're rolling these clips out just in perfect order here. That was the press conference I was watching the other day, and Kevin, the Speaker McCarthy, was responding to the same fake news reporters that asked me the same stupid questions back in 17 and 18. And it's clear, like he said, like, okay, yeah, Santos, okay, looks like he has a problem, looks like he has some issues. But guess what? He's elected by his constituents. But Santos isn't serving on the intelligence committee.
Right, he's not Santos, sitting in a skiff reading TSSCI documents.
And at least we don't know this yet, but we have no evidence that Santos was doing anything with a Chinese spy, for example.
Can I stop? I've got to stop you there, because I just love to say this every time in front of our millions of listeners. Why? You can say it right now on air. I'm going to say it right now on air. There is a sentence Eric Swalwell cannot say. I, Sebastian Gorka, have never had sex with a Chinese intelligence officer. For some reason, Eric Swalwell can't say that sentence. Why is that, Devin? I'm confused.
You should have him on your show. I'm sure maybe you can ask him that. I'm sure he'll come on the show.
All right.
Hey, look, that's the other thing, right? Like, look, back in the day, you know, I would sit there and answer questions to all of these fake news reporters until essentially it got to the point where it was what Speaker McCarthy dealt with. And then I just cut them all off.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've tried to tell my colleagues, my former colleagues now for many years, all right, like, look, you don't talk to the fake news. Would you go over to the DNC and meet with their legal team and sit down for a murder board
session? But this is what I said. First month in the White House, I said, I'm not talking on record, off record, behind closed doors to the Washington Post, the New York Times. Why? Because they want to destroy what we stand for. Do you think that speech from Kevin and what we saw with the votes, do you think this GOP is starting to get what you get, Devin?
Look, it's I wish they would get it a lot faster, but you know, it's been a slow roll, right? I mean, look at you know, I was the one who, you know, I quit posting on Twitter years ago and Facebook because I said, look, we're all being shadow banned. We need to go to these other platforms, right? It's why I went to Rumble. I was the first guy to go to Rumble. I was the first guy to go to Parler, and I left Congress to come and start Truth Social precisely because of this. But you still have, you know, I'm talking to Republicans. It's just like they're just in love with their social media platforms that are owned by people that want to hurt them. Yeah. Now, look, with all that said, Elon Musk is so far doing a lot of things right. But look, at the end of the day, you know, they still have algorithms. They still have a lot of bad apples there. I think there's a lot more cleanup that has to be done. But President Trump and I have been very supportive of anyone getting control of his company other than the lunatics that run it now, that have been running it.
Right.
But, you know, Facebook is the same thing. And how many of my former colleagues are still on Facebook? And how many of my former colleagues are still talking to the fake news specialists that walk around the Capitol?
TikTok, the Chinese company, what's happening on Instagram that's now part of Facebook. And then, of course, what they do to conservatives with the algorithms on Google. That's why everybody listening and watching this show has to get to Truth Social, create account today. You can find Devin there. You got to start. You got to follow President Trump first, then Devin, and then Cash, and then maybe me, and then some others, and you'll have a lot of fun. Follow him at Devin Nunes. He's former chairman of the Intelligence Committee. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Americans right now, me included. Yes, I'm one of them. I take Relief Factor every morning and every evening. You should too. Find out for yourself. There's only one way. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
For the record, let's put it up on the screen again. This is the document that was released this morning. This is a background screening request for a realtor. It is in the name of Robert Hunter Biden, and it is for the property where Joe Biden's Corvette is garaged. It's not Joe Biden's house. When those documents were found, it was Hunter Biden's. Yes, Hunter Biden of the Hunter Biden laptops, the Russian hookers, the drug addiction, the Burisma sweet deals, the billion-dollar deal from the Communist Bank, the National Bank of China. That's the evidence. That's how everything is interconnected. Devin, we could spend the next 3 hours of the show discussing the next question. what do we do about all of this? How do we really drain the swamp? Well, number one, we have to do our part. We have to get a fighter like President Trump back in the White House. But let me run past you a plan that I launched on my Newsmax show on Sunday. It's a multi-part plan. Part of it I recommended when I was in the White House the first time. These are the things I think could go a long way to getting rid of the apparatus that came after you and anyone that wants to fight for the Constitution. Number one, move U.S. departments and agencies out of Washington, D.C. Move them to real America. If the State Department were in Minnesota or South Dakota, it would have different people in it, people who weren't members of the swamp but actually loved this country. On the first month of a new administration, you have to identify, fire, and charge the worst seditionists, the likes of Vindman, the individuals who are either stealing the taxpayers' money or subverting the U.S. Constitution so that you change the culture of the bureaucrats so they understand that their crimes have consequences. Number three, this is the one I recommended my time in the White House, have roving policy enforcers that guarantee cabinet members are doing the electorate's will. We had cabinet members who were not doing the electorate's will. Every Friday, each cabinet member should be asked by these individuals, what have you done in the last 7 days in the interests of the president's mandate and to serve the American people? And if they get the wrong answers, those cabinet members can be fired. And then lastly, as you heard, as I witnessed, I was there in Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's incredible suggestion to recommend a constitutional amendment for term limits and a lifetime lobbying ban for members of Congress and the Senate, so the swamp isn't this incestuous, you know, circle fest of people just scratching each other's backs and making millions. Is there anything missing here? What else do we need to do in terms of really driving a stake through the heart of the deep state that you've been fighting so long, Devin?
Well, look, I think the idea of reducing the size of Washington and spreading these agencies out is long overdue. And I will say that the Trump administration actually made some small steps in that direction, very small, but didn't get a lot of attention. But Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt doesn't get a lot of publicity because he was a guy who kept his head down and did hard work. He was successful in moving some agencies out of the Department of Interior and out, I think, to Colorado, I believe, or maybe Utah. But that has to happen. I mean, look, in my time, if you look at it, it's not good to have a capital that just gets bigger and bigger with more and more money running through it, more and more bureaucracy. And especially when you look at the Durham indictments that came down. They get tried in D.C. and Northern Virginia. And, you know, you and I, Seabass, tried there in D.C. or Northern Virginia, the jury would have deliberated for like 3 minutes, just enough time for them to like sign their name, and we would have been found guilty. So
as one of the jurors said in one of those high profile cases recently, it took longer to put in the lunch order for the jury than it did to come back with the verdict.
Right. With an acquittal. And so that's the problem long term here, is that Washington is completely broke. It's almost unfixable because you have 95% of the people that live in the district. You're approaching 70%+ that live, you know, within a couple miles around the district, that are all one political party, that are all living off of that machinery there. And look, it's never going to get. I just think it's never going to get fixed unless you push the government out to different parts of the country. I think would help a lot. I mean, look, Ronald Reagan, and I'll probably butcher one of his famous quotes, but he said something along the lines that there's nothing close to eternal life as a government program.
Right.
And that was true then, and it's still true today. Hey, can I something caught my eye. I'm not sure if you caught what you put on the screen to begin with this. It looked like it was a form to rent a house
yes.
from Hunter Biden.
Yeah, this is when he purchased or rented the house where Biden's Corvette is. This is the form. Go ahead.
Okay, so catch it in the monthly rent at his previous residence in Quasto Place, wherever that is. He rented it for a year. Do you see that number there, monthly rent?
$49,910 per month.
Per month? What the hell is that?
Well, that, I think what that's. I think it? Devin. I think that's Burisma rates.
I mean, who can afford that?
That's like, stunning.
I don't even, where can you find a house for that price? I don't know. I mean, maybe some vacation home and somewhere in Miami Beach. I don't know. I've never seen.
That's an annual wage. That's an annual wage for 1 month.
Yeah, it's just shocking. $49,000. What the hell would you have to rent something for?
Now, guys, do you understand why this man was the chairman of the Intelligence Committee? We're just putting up a document that we're showing was released today, and he's not, on his phone, doing a Truth Social post under the camera. He's actually reading what we're putting up on the screen. That's how genuine this individual is, and that's why you've got to check out his book, Countdown to Socialism. Sadly, more relevant than ever. Now we've got a little glimmer, a little hope with this new Congress. We've got 20 months to make sure that we get President Trump back in the White House. Part of that is if you get onto Truth Social, the platform that Devin is running for President Trump, it is utterly different from Twitter, and you won't regret it. Follow
Devin. And by the way, Seabass, we set records. Last week was a record week for Truth Social, and it looks like this week will be another record. We're going to beat last week, I believe, in terms of activity.
Oh, and I found out by accident the messaging thing works now.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
So now there's
direct messaging. You finally got the flick the switch on the messaging, so the DMs work as well. Super exciting. We're talking to Devin Nunes. One more question for him. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now, me included, but not just me. People like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking a Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That should be you. That could be you. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call today. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. All right, so here's where I'm going to try not to allow my cynicism to get the better of me, Devin. And I just got one big so what question. We've got the 20 Patriots. We've got Matt Gaetz, Andy Biggs, and the others, delivered. We've got the Speaker, firing Schiff and, Fang Fang Swalwell off the Intelligence Committee. A good start. However, committee hearings rarely lead to anything, especially if you have a DOJ that's run by a corrupt Merrick Garland and an FBI that's run by a corrupt Christopher Wray. What I've heard is the best argument for the next 2 years, and I'd like you to tell me what you think of it, is at least we can get as much of the truth out as possible by public hearings on Russiagate, on Hunter Biden, on Burisma, on China, on COVID, whatever it is. At least more and more Americans get to know a little bit more of the truth. Is that the best we can hope for? What are your expectations for the next 2 years, Devin?
Well, I think with all of that that can be done in terms of the investigations, because sadly, with the deal that the Republicans in the Senate cut with the Democrats to fund the government, the power of the purse is not, that will not be eligible. They'll have no tool like that this year. So the only tool they have is our investigations. And look, it's a powerful tool. And from my perspective, you have to start and focus on, and I know some people, there's a lot of important issues out there. You ran through a list of them. But there's nothing more important than starting with the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have equal justice under the law, fair justice system, guess what? You lose your whole damn country.
Right.
And so Jim Jordan today, just hours ago, actually announced that is the first investigation that he's going to do. So the key will be getting subpoenas out quickly and not waiting for those subpoenas to, like, once they go past, they need, which they will. They'll delay. I have a lot of experience in this.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the frustrating parts for me was I wanted to put multiple subpoenas. I wanted to hold them accountable. And every time we'd get delayed because I couldn't get all the Republicans in my conference to actually put motions on the floor for censorship. And if they don't do it, then you go ahead and you impeach them, right? Like you hold them in contempt, which, of course, in our time, nobody ever got busted for contempt of Congress until I think Steve Bannon was the was the first one.
Yeah.
In modern memory.
Yeah.
If you remember, Holder didn't. So the Republic, look, one thing we know for sure with the Bidens, they're not going to do anything. They're going to stall. So it's absolutely important to subpoena, follow up quickly, like days and months, not multiple months.
In the meantime, I want to thank you, Devin Nunes, for what you did in Congress almost by yourself, along with Cash and a few others. And I want to thank you for what you're still doing. And please say hi to my former boss, President Trump. We've been talking one-on-one with Devin Nunes, the CEO of the Trump Media and Technology Group. Join Truth Social today. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.